Hello, this is Paula with the Vermilion County News on Thursday, October 30th, 2025. We'll start with a story titled Health Lifestyle Yoga Retreat Focuses on Body, Mind, Wellness. This is written by Carol Roam in Danville. And there's a picture of Christian yoga therapist Amy Cunningham on the left poses with yoga instructor Beth Chamberlain Cunningham, the founder of Worthy Plus Wild, and Chamberlain are hosting a retreat this Saturday at the Middle Fork River Activity Center. Two Danville women hope to share with others the experience of whole body and whole mind wellness during a retreat this Saturday. Amy Cunningham, a Christian yoga therapist and a founder of Worthy Plus Wild, and yoga instructor Beth Chamberlain will lead the Wild Wellness Mini Retreat from 11 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Saturday at the Middle Fork River Activity Center at 3433 County Road 2700 East in Penfield. The retreat will offer participants renewal for the body, mind, and spirit with spa-like pampering, including facials and foot rubs, and a focus on complete rest. This afternoon also will include nutrition with healthy snacks to take home, breath work and gentle yoga, a reflective exercise, journaling, restorative yoga, sound therapy, and candle gazing. We're not creating a class, we're creating an experience, Cunningham explained. This is not necessarily for just Christians, it's open to everybody. Cunningham's own journey to find answers and help for her chronic fatigue led her to yoga. I was in college textbook publishing for 25 years and traveled a lot in Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois, she said. I started not feeling well and was tired during the day and was diagnosed with narcolepsy. In 2010, Cunningham returned to Danville, her hometown, and began helping with marketing at the Second Church of Christ. I kept feeling worse and worse. I couldn't function, she recalled. I was then diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. Looking for answers, Cunningham started researching chronic fatigue syndrome and discovered that CFS can be caused by a reactivation of the mononucleosis virus, which she had as a child. An Indianapolis doctor recommended that Cunningham do mild stretches because exercise and movement would help invigorate her and combat fatigue. Initially too embarrassed to attend yoga classes, Cunningham started doing yoga one-on-one with an instructor. Cunningham became so good at yoga, her instructor eventually suggested that she teach yoga. After completing 200 hours of yoga training, Cunningham offered her first bedside still waters yoga classes at area churches. Yoga calms your mind, and you're able to hear his voice for the first time, she said. She then earned a master's certification in Christian yoga as well as a trauma-sensitive certification through the Yoga Faith program. Cunningham described Yoga Faith as a teacher school where she taught students high-level yoga classes and mentored other yoga instructors. After teaching yoga to others, including Chamberlain, who was one of her students, Cunningham said she felt led to become a certified yoga therapist through the International Association of Yoga Therapists. Yoga therapists are gaining recognition for their healing work, and some work alongside mental health therapists, Cunningham said. Yoga therapists are now at Mayo Clinic and Cleveland Clinic, she said. Yoga therapy gives your body rest to restore. It calms your nervous system and allows the body to heal. Currently, there are 6,000 yoga therapists in the world, but the number of Christian yoga therapists like Cunningham is very small. Recognizing the need for Christian yoga therapy in the area, Cunningham launched Worthy Plus Wild Wellness, a Christ-centered wellness and yoga therapy community, a year ago. God was leading me to this, she said. No one was practicing Christian yoga therapy in Champaign or even Indianapolis. Chamberlain is the director of community outreach for Worth Plus Wild. She creates the plans for the retreats and contacts community members and businesses about offering pop-up wellness events. Prior to retiring in 2019 as a Danville High School science teacher, Chamberlain said she was suffering with pain and was diagnosed with fibromyalgia at the Cleveland Clinic. Although she had done water aerobics for 20 years, Chamberlain said she found that movement, yoga, and praising God with Cunningham as her yoga teacher provided the restorative healing she was seeking. People think they can't be helped through yoga, but they can, she said. You can heal physically, mentally, and spiritually. Cunningham agreed. There's hope. You don't have to feel bad. You just have to listen to your body, and yoga gets you more in tune. Cunningham suggested that Chamberlain become a yoga instructor, and when the Yoga Faith Program to become a certified Christian yoga instructor went on sale, Chamberlain jumped at the chance. This was the answer to my prayers, Chamberlain said. Upon earning her Christian yoga instructor certification last year, Chamberlain began teaching chair yoga twice a week at Catlin United Methodist Church. There were 25 to 30 people in the first class, she said. During this past year, Chamberlain has expanded her yoga offerings with a Christian yoga event at Willow Barn on Henning Road, Monday night yoga classes at Revel Bakery and Play Cafe at Town Center, and a one-day pop-up event at the Catlin Church of Christ. Since launching Worth Plus Wild in October 2024, medical professionals, mental health therapists, nutritionists, and other yoga therapists around the country have contacted Cunningham to lend their knowledge and resources to her wellness community. A female surgeon called me who is taking classes to become a yoga therapist, Cunningham said. When I asked her why, she said, I'm in sick care now, but I really want to be in the wellness care. I want to be able to lift other women up, Cunningham said. 80% of women don't get the health care they need. I believe everyone should have access to good care. We are creating a sacred place for people to heal, she said of Worthy Plus Wild. It's a community that wants to help women feel they belong. Women, but it's for men too. I want people to feel they belong. No one else is offering yoga therapy on demand, she said. Worthy Plus Wild can be a one-stop place for all the wellness needs. My team looks at all of the components. Participants can sign up for Worthy Plus Wild yoga classes in Cunningham's home studio, see pricing, schedule custom parties and events, and access on-demand programs and live streaming content through the website at www.worthyandwild.com, and that's spelled out A-N-D, not just the sign. Lost my place now, sorry. And the Worthy Plus Wild app. All classes are donation-based, but scholarships are available to offset the cost of classes and mind treats such as the one this Saturday. Mini treats are paid, but the money goes towards scholarships paying for the venue and the use of the music, she said. I started giving scholarships to people who really needed it, Cunningham said. The first four scholarships I gave were to four single moms, one of whom was dealing with cancer. In the past year, Worthy Plus Wild has offered three-day wellness retreats in Colorado, Michigan, and Nashville, Indiana. Starting December 3rd, Worthy Plus Wild VIP and Elite memberships will be available, which will allow members access to everything plus live streaming content. Members will be able to filter what areas of wellness they are interested in and join groups where they can talk to other members. Also launching soon are 8-week self-paced healing programs that focus on specific conditions such as chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, anxiety, stress, chronic pain, and nervous system reset. For every membership we sell, we will give one membership for free to someone who will benefit from it, she said. Cunningham plans to continue to expand Worthy Plus Wild and create a foundation to accept donations for scholarships. We're going to start a YouTube and TikTok to reach younger women and do more promotion on Facebook and Instagram, she said. My goal is to open a studio in Danville, Cunningham said. I want to make that happen. And there's also a picture of Christian yoga therapist Amy Cunningham, founder of Worthy Plus Wild, relaxes in her Danville yoga studio. Sounds kind of neat. Next story is titled DSO DHS Presents Spooktacular, and this is written by Christy Jankowski in Danville. The Danville Symphony Orchestra promises a haunting delight this Friday, Halloween, at Danville High School. Spooktacular will be performed by the Dick Van Dyke Auditorium on Halloween Friday at 7 p.m. by DSO and the Danville High School Orchestra. We are excited to see the second return of our now annual tradition of a Halloween event that allows orchestra students from DHS to play alongside the professionals in the DSO, said Gage Womack, DSO Board President and DHS Orchestra Director. This experience has created a rich, empowering experience for the students as well as a showcase their hard work to the community. Maestro Matthew Shepard will lead musicians for the second spooktacular concert. Guests are invited to come in costume and participate in the murder mystery. The orchestras will play the funeral march of the Marionette, Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, music from Enchanto and Night on Bald Mountain. And then the second part of the concert will become interactive with audience participation encouraged. The music that will be played during that part is titled "The Composer Is Dead" by Nathaniel Stuckey, with text by Lemony Snicket. We can't wait to share the mystery and magic-filled evening with the Danville community, said Shepard. Whether you come in costume, after trick-or-treating, or make this the main event for the evening, you'll be glad you did. We can't wait to see you at the orchestra. Before the concert, the DSO is hosting a jack-o'-lanterns contest. Those who bring a carved or decorated pumpkin to the performance will get their tickets half off. The pumpkins will be displayed on stage during the event. If you are interested, head on over to their website at www.danvillesymphony.org/Halloween Spooktacular and get a special discount code. To buy tickets, go to the DSO website at www.danvillesymphony.org or call 217-443-5300 or visit the DSO office at 715 West Fairchild Street in Danville between the 1 and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. Next story is titled Grayson Found Guilty, and this is written by Dan Olson in Illinois Times in Peoria. Editor's note, the story originally ran in the Illinois Times and was published with permission. A Peoria jury found former Sangamon County Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson guilty October 28th of second-degree murder, deciding that he mistakenly believed he was justified in shooting and killing Sonia Massey to avoid being scalded by a pot of hot water she had raised over her head. Jurors were chosen from the county because of extensive pretrial publicity in Sangamon County. The jury took the second-degree murder option rather than convicting Grayson of the first-degree murder charges originally leveled against Grayson after the July 6, 2024 killing of Massey in her Woodside Township home in the Cabbage Patch neighborhood just south of Springfield's east side. Sangamon County Circuit Judge Ryan Cadigan gave the 9 women and 3 men of the jury the second-degree option before they began deliberations. Grayson and Sangamon County State's Attorney John Millhiser both agreed to offer the potential alternative. The jury determined Grayson's conduct met the legal standard for the first-degree murder, but that his belief that he was acting in self-defense was a mitigated factor. If convicted of first-degree murder in the case, Grayson could have faced a mandatory prison sentence of 45 years to life. Second-degree murder charges carry a potential prison sentence of 4 to 20 years, with the possibility of a 50% reduction in time served with good behavior. A second-degree murder conviction also gives Judge Cadigan the option to sentence Grayson to probation and no prison time. Sentencing is set for 9 a.m. on January 29th in Sangamon County. Grayson, 31, a Riverton resident who had pleaded not guilty, has been incarcerated and denied potential release since the arrest about 10 days after the incident. Grayson, who was hired as a deputy in May of 2023, was was dispatched to Massey's home in the Cabbage Patch neighborhood in unincorporated Sangamon County, just south of the Springfield's east side, after Massey called 911 after suspecting a prowler in the neighborhood. In the early morning incident on July 6th of 2024, ended with Grayson shooting at Massey three times, with one bullet striking her below her left eye and severing her left carotid artery. Grayson pleaded not guilty and contended that he was acting in self-defense when Massey picked up a pot of hot water that had been boiling on her stove and eventually raised the pot above her head and tried to throw the water at him. Myhilzer didn't dispute that freeze frame analysis of police-worn camera video showed Massey raising the pot, but he said that in his part of the prosecution's closing argument on October 28th, that Grayson didn't keep his emotions in check, disregarded his crisis intervention training, and acted like a bully with Massey. Milhauser contended that Massey held up the pot as a shield to save her life after Grayson drew his gun, pointed at her, and said he would shoot her in the face if she didn't comply with his order to drop the pot. There are no obituaries today, so we'll continue on with the next story titled Horizon Health Opens Tilton Clinic, and this is written by Chad Dare in Tilton. Tilton Mayor Billy Ware went looking for medical assistance and wound up finding a new business for his village. I had something that I wanted to get taken care of, but when I called around, it was going to be 6 months, Ware said. I called down to Horizon Health Plan Health in Paris, and through the discussion, we started talking about a walk-in clinic. On Tuesday, Horizon Health and Vermilion Advantage held a ribbon-cutting ceremony at the recently opened Tilton Clinic, located at 2 Ileana Drive in Tilton, just west of Georgetown Road, Illinois, Route 1. This means a lot because instead of having to go to Danville and fight the traffic, people in Tilton, Catlin, Westville, and the rest of the surrounding areas can just easily come here, Ware said. Jay Carmichael, CEO of Horizon Health, says this opening signifies our opportunity to grow. The community was looking for a health care option, and we had something to offer, he added. We are looking forward to continue expansions and offering additional services as the clinic continues to grow. Ware is hopeful that this one clinic could build in a complex of health care options for the southern part of Vermilion County. As he also notes, the Tilton Clinic is a prime location for over-the-road truck drivers. We already have a truck stop just up the road, he said. Truck drivers will now have some place to go to get urgent care for flu-like symptoms, colds, and all of that. This clinic is a benefit for a broad range of people. Megan Paxton, a nurse practitioner, is the full-time provider in Tilton. The graduate of Rockville, Indiana High School is looking forward to serving the community. This is my first provider position, and I come from a small community, so it's very similar to my hometown, she said. I love that I'm serving a small community and getting to do family practice, which is what I love. Paxton loves family practice medicine because she gets to see all different ages and a wide variety of illnesses and diseases. It gives you a little bit of everything, she said. While Tuesday was the ribbon-cutting ceremony, the Tilton Clinic was actually spent The Tilton Clinic has actually been in business full-time for the past month. The biggest thing right now, building our practice and providing care to the community, Paxson said. It's about adjusting to the ebbs and flow of what the community needs. In addition to the walk-in ability, Paxson is also hoping to develop more regular patients for the Horizon Health System, which includes Paris Community Hospital. One of our nurse practitioners said it best, we are big enough to serve you, yet small enough to know you, Carmichael said. This Tilton Clinic is a prime example. We have a community that reached out to us wanting some primary care services, and we were able to answer that call to action. The Tilton Clinic is open from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, and 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Fridays. They are closed from 12:30 to 1:30 p.m. for lunches. And there are two pictures here. One, nurse practitioner Megan Paxson Center cuts the ribbon during a ceremony on Tuesday opening the Tilton Clinic by Horizon Health. Joining Paxson are members of the Tilton Clinic along with Horizon Health CEO Jay Carmichael. And there's a picture of here is one of the two exam rooms available in Horizon Health's Tilton Clinic. Next story is titled Westville Library Event Scheduled. And this is in Westville, Illinois. The following events are scheduled for November at the Westville Public Library. On Wednesday, November 5th, there is a preschool program at 10 a.m. and it's also movie day with Superman being shown at 10 a.m. Local author Jaden Jeru, who wrote The Amazing Archer, will hold a book signing from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 8th. The library will also hold a book sale from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 8th. Westville Police Officer Beth DeMilano will give a talk about personal safety as well as home and community safety at 6 p.m. on Monday, November 17th. Additionally, the Westville Library is serving as Toys for Tots collection site. All new and unwrapped toys can be dropped off at the library during regular business hours until December 5th. Beginning on Saturday and running through the end of the year, the Westville Library is sponsoring food for finds. Patrons who may bring a bag of non-perishable food to redeem for money taken off of their library finds. Food must be non-expired and non-perishable. A plastic grocery bag is worth $10, while a paper grocery bag is worth $15, which will be deducted from Westville's library fines only. This does not apply to fines accrued on another library's items or lost or damaged items. For more information on the Food for Fines program, call the library at 217-267-3170. Next story, Halloween Trick-or-Treat Times, written by Christy Jankowski. Where and when to take your trick-or-treaters for treats for this Halloween weekend throughout Vermilion County. If the city or village's hours are not posted, use caution. Only go to houses with their porch lights on. The hours and dates are found on the city village Facebook pages or official websites. Bismarck is Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. Catlin, Danville is also 5 to 8 p.m. Hoopston is from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Fairmount is from 6 to 8 p.m. Indianola is from 6 to 8, and Muncie is from 5 to 8. Ridge Farm is from 5:30 to 8. Rossville is from 5 to 7:30. Sidell and Tilton are both 5 to 8. And Westville is also 5 to 8. The Danville Police Department has a few tips to stay safe this Halloween while having fun. The police said their biggest concern is the trick-or-treaters and their families walking along vehicle traffic. The department said in a Facebook post to make sure your children know how to cross streets safely and to use crosswalks if possible. They asked parents and caregivers to be mindful of their kids' candy. If anything is rewrapped, loose or not wrapped at all, just toss it out. Please report any suspicious activity or behaviors. Use your best discretion as you should for anything involving our kids, said DPD Chief Yates on their Facebook page. Be responsible and accountable for the children who are trick-or-treating. Know where they are, when they are supposed to be home, and where they should go in the case that they get separated from their group. Have a plan before they go out. They also advise to make sure you are not tripping on your costume, that everything fits well, and make sure that you can see out of your mask if you wear one. As far as dark costumes, costume goers are encouraged to have a flashlight or a glow stick. If you are a Halloween party where there is a fire, they advise people to be wary of costumes near flames. Yates said, kids should travel in groups of 3 to 4 only to homes you know have a meeting spot and avoid houses with no lights on. He also wanted to remind everyone that pets may not recognize you in costume. Remember, you may look like a monster, and if they may not recognize you, the person or monster trying to pet them, Yates said. Yates added that they urge drivers to use caution this Halloween. Halloween, from the public safety perspective, has added challenges. Make it safe by using good discretion, be smart, and be vigilant so everyone comes home safe and remains safe, he said. Good advice. We'll do a couple sports roundups. Prep boys soccer, Williamsville 4, Oakwood Salt Fork 0. In Williamsville, the Comets had no shots on goal as they fell to the top-seeded Bullets on Tuesday in an IHSA Class 1A sectional semifinal. Wrigley Hart had 15 saves in goal for Oakwood Salt Fork, who finishes the season at 18-8. And in prep volleyball, Westville 2, Marshall 1 at St. Joe. Maddie Doggett had 15 kills with 5 aces and 19 digs as the Tigers beat the Lions 25-17, 21-25, 25-18 in an IHSA Class 2A regional semifinal on Tuesday. Lainey Wichtowski had 20 assists for Westville, while Carly Miller had 6 kills and 3 blocks. 80 Blakeney had 4 kills and 9 digs. Alexis Schumacher had 4 kills and 3 digs. And Gwen Bennett had 4 aces. The Tigers are 27-8 and will play Unity tonight at 6 p.m. for the regional championship at St. Joe Ogden High School. Now we'll do community briefs. Health Department hosts Halloween event. The Vermilion County Health Department, known as VCHD, is hosting a WICED Halloween event from 3 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th. The event will include trunk-or-treating, a costume contest, pumpkin painting, a diaper raffle, along with other activities. This event is a great way to bring the community together in a safe, healthy, and fun environment, said Quara Owens, WIC program coordinator. We're excited to offer something for everyone, kids, parents, and even the spooky spirits of the season. The Vermilion County Health Department is located at 200 South College Street in Danville. For more information, contact the Vermilion County Health Department at 217-431-2662, option 1, or visit their website at www.vchd.org. And celebrations set for Lights On After School. Lights On After School is a nationwide event celebrating after-school programs and their roles in children's lives, their families, and the communities. Project Success of Vermilion County is holding several celebrations around the county. The first will be from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th at the Hoopston Civic Center for students at Maple, John Greer, Hoopston Area Middle School, and Hoopston Area High School. Next will be one from 5 to 7:30 p.m. on October 30th for students in the Salt Fork District at Salt Fork North Elementary. Oakwood Schools will hold celebrations from 5 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th at the Oakwood City Park. The Georgetown Banquet and Convention Center will also host a celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, October 30th for students from Georgetown Ridge Farm High School, Westville Junior High School, and Westville High School. Danville District 118 students will have its celebration from 6 to 9 p.m. on Friday, October 31st at the Laura Lee Fellowship Hall located at 212 East William Street in Danville. Finally, students from Mary Miller Junior High and Pinecrest Elementary in Georgetown will hold its celebration from 5 to 7 p.m. Thursday, November 6th at Pinecrest Elementary. And so that'll be it for today, Thursday, October 30th, 2025. Looks like it's going to be some nice weather, a little chilly out for the Halloween tomorrow night, but looks like it's not supposed to rain or anything. It's supposed to be a good week coming up, so hopefully y'all have a good week, and I'll see you again next week. Take care. Bye.